dear brothers and sisters, during one of the funerals I was celebrating a few months ago, after saying all the prayers at the cemetery, the grave diggers began to lower the coffin into the grave. The deceased granddaughter said out loud, "See you soon, Grandma." I thought to myself, her farewell response captured the essence of our Christian religion. A simple faith became for that child a conviction. I guess those of us who experienced God's loving presence can honestly say that we are certain that eternal life exists. Many years ago, I discussed religion with an atheist on the train. He was unable to accept that there was a life beyond an earthly existence. When I asked him what he thought about many miracles that had happened in many places in the world, including Lourdes in France, he answered that one day science will explain all such events. I guess if you choose not to believe, nothing will convince you. Faith is truly a gift. In today's second letter to the Thessalonians, St. Paul wrote, "Faith is not given to everyone." During Jesus' times, it wasn't uncommon that people didn't believe in eternal life. Today's gospel mentioned a Judaic group called Sadducees who rejected the idea of life after death. For them, death was the end of everything. On the other hand, the Pharisees strongly believed and preached about the necessity of being prepared for the eternal kingdom of God. They agreed with Jesus' teaching on that matter. Dear friends, God is our loving Father and wants us all to live with Him in everlasting happiness. However, He respects our free will. He allows us to reject His generous invitation to enter His kingdom. That is the nature of love. If people don't accept God's plan of salvation, they'll have to suffer the consequences. That is the teaching of Jesus. Contrary to some opinions, hell exists, and the Bible is clear about it. Those who consciously refuse to believe in God and don't welcome the Savior's death and resurrection for their salvation will not inherit eternal happiness. It is hard to believe that there are people among us who would do so, but sadly, it is a reality. In fact, there are many of them. According to the 2021 census, 38.9% of the Australian population had no religion. Truly, faith is not given to everyone. One thing is sure for everyone, believers and non-believers. Everyone will die. Those who believe will smile and be happy at the moment of their departure from this world. For others, it will be a terrifying moment. November is the month of the faithful departed. For us Christians, it is a great time of honoring all the saints and praying for our loved ones. We are lucky because we know that our Heavenly Father is waiting for us in His eternal kingdom. He is God, not of the dead, but of the living. May our lives be always a true reflection of our certainty that this is true. Let us pray for those who reject God and His church. Hopefully, one day, we will come to the realization that it makes sense to be committed Christians with a faith of a little child.